Hello, this is Gary Carpenter. I call these lessons face-to-face communion with the Holy Spirit. I do so because back in 1980, when I was first reading through the Bible after being born again and Spirit-filled, the following verse just jumped out at me. I mean, I knew it was the Holy Spirit talking to me personally, even though I was fully aware that the Apostle John wrote that letter to an individual person. The verse is 2 John, verse 12. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. As the years passed by, I would hear from the Holy Spirit occasionally, but very infrequently. When Sue and I began attending the prayer center under Pastor Dave Roberson, we listened to a 2-cassette tape series that he called Distinguishing God's Voice. I trust and pray you will be able to obtain that tape set for yourself. I still think it is the most excellent teaching on how to distinguish God's voice I've ever heard. Without going into much detail, the end result of putting into practice the lessons taught on those 2 tapes enabled us to learn how to better locate the ear of our reborn human spirit. We learned how to distinguish the voice of the Holy Spirit from our own thoughts. I offer these lessons as examples of what we have learned from this method of face-to-face communications with Him. I want you to understand what these are. These are the fruit of practicing the lessons contained on Dave's tape series, Distinguishing God's Voice. My goal is to encourage you, if you have not already done so, to obtain your own copy of Pastor Dave's tape series. But even more than that, I exhort you to do what is taught on them. I pray in the Spirit for a while, then I stop and listen to those tongues as they continue to roll in my spirit. I then repeat the process again and again. Eventually, those tongues change to English, my known language. When that happens, I begin speaking out loud into my micro cassette recorder the words that I'm hearing. Then later, I transcribe the tapes. Of course, some of the things he has spoken to me are personal and private, as you would expect, and I've done my best to remove those sections from these materials. I have left in, however, many things that more generally apply to my calling, just to give you examples of how the Holy Spirit will lead any person, no matter their gift in the body, into more and more fruitfulness in the operation of their call. All of these materials can be found in printed form at our website. One of them is on the home page, where you can scroll down near the bottom and see a link to the face-to-face series. In that method, we have them there individually, one lesson at a time, where you can read them or print them out or forward them by email to a friend. Or if you'd like the entire collection as one document, you can go to the media section, and in the printed materials page you'll find the entire face-to-face document that contains them all. Also, if you do not have access to Dave's series, Distinguishing God's Voice, over the course of time I taught a tape series I call Hearing God's Voice. That series is available for free at my website. It's in the media section. You're welcome to listen to those. However, it took me 4 tapes to teach what Dave teaches and only 2, and I still prefer his as being the best. My 4-message series titled Hearing God's Voice can be found in the Walking in Maturity section of the website. The website URL is www.garycarpenter.org. Now what you're about to hear is the best that I was able to hear, listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit as He communicates instructions from the mind of Christ to me. I hope these are a blessing, a help, and an encouragement to you. Without further ado, let us get into the first lesson.